Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
First of all, wash your hands.
Yeah.
Before you wash your face. You would be
good
shocked
point.
How many people do not do that.
Good point.
And
I don't do that.
Okay.
Shocking. Shocking.
Record,
I know.
Record scratch. Just wash them. It's like the number one thing you can do for your skin health, honestly.
Hey guys, welcome to Breaking Beauty,
the podcast all about the best-selling beauty products and the damn good stories behind them. We're your hosts, Carlene Higgins
and Jill Dunn.
Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. Hi, Jill.
Hey, Carlene.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah?
Yes. I'm feeling like I'm in the mood to go deep on skincare today. It's just the thirst for skincare continues. Like, people are interested in makeup, but they really want to know just the basic fundamentals.
Yeah. And when I was reading some of our Apple Podcast reviews, a lot of people requested more skincare. And by the way, throw us maybe a 5-star review over there, or actually write a comment about the show. We would be forever grateful, because I know that sounds very thirsty, but the truth is it helps new listeners discover our show.
Yes, absolutely.
So if you have feedback or comments or suggestions, please do head on over there and write us a little note on Apple Podcasts. We would love that. You can also get in touch with us on our Facebook chat room, private chat room, Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room, Instagram, we're on there too. So there's no shortage of ways to get in touch and let us know about other topics you want us to cover.
Absolutely. And so going into our new year, we're starting to think about that already. It is November. We just want to get really specific about ingredients for mm-hmm. you and topics that you're interested in. As we're kind of getting back to basics, mm-hmm. where else should we start other than how to wash your face?
Yes.
So the types of products to look for.
The tools
and whether to double cleanse or not double cleanse, whether to wash your face in the morning. Mm-hmm. We're going to be diving into all of that into today's episode.
Definitely nerding out. So did you see that link that I sent you from the Daily Mail from a few years ago?
Yes, I did. I did.
So the premise of this story, and as soon as I knew that we were talking about cleansers, I had to go back and look at this story, because they challenged one of their reporters to not wash her face for 28 days.
Wow. And that's bold for an editor to challenge one of the reporters to do that.
Yeah. I mean, it is, you know, she was a guinea pig for sure. I encourage you guys to go and look at it. But essentially, no surprise, at the end of the 28 days, I mean, this woman, they basically had like mug shots of her.
Yeah, from day after day to show the difference. And wow.
It was like red, blotchy. She looked like she had aged 10 years. And in fact, I think they had some evaluation where they said she had basically aged almost 10 years in a month.
I know, but it also looked like painful in a way, like that kind of acne that you have as a teenager, mm-hmm. like just the inflammation and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I just can't imagine caking on the makeup day after day. It's mm-hmm. like the 100-layer challenge all wrapped in the no cleansing challenge all wrapped in one.
I think she was allowed to jump in the shower and like let her face get sprayed with water, but she was not allowed to use use any cleansers as part of the experiment. So cautionary tale.
Don't do that.
And it just really reminded me of like what a cornerstone cleansing is for our whole skincare routine. I feel like online there are so many articles, but so few people really talk about how important washing your face is.
That's right. Yeah. And the reality is that even we know not everyone moisturizes.
Yeah.
Like there are a lot of women out there still who are just like, I can't be bothered. Mm-hmm. But you know what they do? They do wash their face.
Yeah.
So this is something like fundamental that we can all relate to. Mm-hmm. But having said that, there are so many different cleansers out there. Yeah. So I think that's part of what we're going to get into today is like shopping for your skin type and what to look for and what to avoid in a good cleanser.
Totally. And I think just the methodology too, we can touch on that off mm-hmm. the hop. First of all, wash your hands.
Yeah.
Before you wash your face, you would be good shocked point. How many people do not do that.
Good point.
And
I don't do that.
Okay.
Shocking. Shocking.
Record,
I know.
Record scratch. Just wash them. So it's like the number one thing you can do for your skin health, honestly, from not picking up bacteria and viruses that are floating around. As a mother of two, you should know this.
I do wash my hands a lot in general.
Of course.
So I feel like they're clean, but I certainly don't like go and have a pee and then go wash my face without washing my hands. Right. Let's put it that way.
Right.
When it comes to washing your face though, mm-hmm. like how long do you usually spend washing your face?
I bet people would be shocked how little time they're actually spending, mm-hmm. like rubbing the cleanser on their face and trying to get everything off. So there was a Twitter thread started earlier this year by Nye Roberts-Smith. She's at LA Beautyologist on Twitter. She's an esthetician and she came up with something called hashtag 60 second rule. Very transparent, very straightforward, but essentially she's just encouraging people to wash their face for long enough. And she even has merch that now like people talk about hashtag 60 second rule changed my skin, changed my life. And, you know, there's all these Reddit subthreads now about how people just took that one tip and were able to see a dramatic difference in their skin, talking about fewer breakouts. They felt like their skin was smoother, clearer. And I think that's just really fascinating because that all changed just from a modification of one habit.
I love that because I hate this idea of giving people advice just based on sticking products in their face. Having said that, we are going to tell you about the damn good cleansers that we use in our routine later in this episode. But there are a lot of just like freebie things that you can do that can make a visible difference in your skin as well.
Yeah.
And like one of the ones that we have often talked about is like using a face cloth.
Yeah.
You can just use a face cloth to exfoliate. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily need a hardcore separate exfoliating cleanser.
A
face cloth will also do
a manual
exfoliating. A warm face cloth, you still want to use a cleanser, but there you go. That's free. Using lukewarm water mm-hmm. instead of hot water or cool water mm-hmm. is less likely to make you red and irritated.
And so, it is a myth sort of on that, the heels of that splashing your face with cold water at the end, it might feel good, but it doesn't do anything to quote unquote close your pores. Guys, your pores don't open and close. It's just not physically possible. So it's not, you don't need to do that as an extra step.
Yeah. So let's talk about what we look for in a good cleanser. Mm-hmm. Now, you and I, again, we're not dermatologists. Mm-hmm. So I think we can probably agree. We're just looking for something that is going to take all of the dirt and makeup off the mm-hmm. day without mm-hmm. drying us out.
Yeah.
The end of the day, that's what you're searching for. And when you find it, mm-hmm. like, great, stick to it.
Yeah. The holy grail, right? And like, you know, what you love may not be what I love and what people out there, but there are some general guidelines.
Yeah. So over the years, we've both interviewed so many dermatologists. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I have heard over and over again is to use a soap-free cleanser.
That's right.
And so I think that it's important though to try to decode what that means mm-hmm. because all the cleansers I have in front of me, none of them say soap-free on them.
Right.
So what does that mean? What's that sound, Jill? What's that?
There's somebody calling us?
We are actually introducing a new segment today that we plan on using from time to time when we're stumped on a question.
Right.
And it's called call a chemist.
Yes. So all of our Googling, sometimes with our best efforts, we just need to go straight to the source.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So we called up one of Instagram's most famous scientific cosmetic educators, and that is Michelle Wong. She is the owner of the blog labmuffin.com, which is a great name. She has a PhD in chemistry and a real passion for beauty products and formulations. So who better to ask this question than Michelle? Though to clarify, Michelle isn't a cosmetic chemist by trade.
So we asked Michelle, what is the difference between a soap and a soap-free cleanser? And she sent us this voice memo.
Hi, Breaking Beauty listeners. I'm Michelle from Lab Muffin Beauty Science, and I'm a science educator with a PhD in chemistry based in Australia. So to answer your first question, Jill and Carlene, both will clean your skin, but they use different ingredients. Soaps are made from the reaction between fats or oils and a strong base like lye. This makes something called a fatty acid salt, which is what soap is. Soap-free cleansers don't have fatty acid salts.
Now, we also asked if both soaps and soap-free cleansers have surfactants, and this is what she had to say on that.
Yep, both have surfactants, but the surfactants are different. Soaps use fatty acid salts. Soap-free cleansers use pretty much anything else.
So we also wanted to ask her, while we had her on the line, if there's any surfactants that she would categorize as less harsh, or do they pretty much all do the same thing? We know that SLS gets a bad rap, so let's hear it.
Every surfactant is a bit different in terms of how harsh they are. The harshest ones in beauty products are probably soaps and sodium lauryl sulfate, or SLS. But it also depends on how the overall product is formulated. The problem with soaps is that you can't actually formulate them at a low pH, which is skin friendly. Sodium lauryl sulfate is harsh on its own if it's in a high concentration, but if there's a really small amount of it in a product or if it's combined with other surfactants, then it can be a lot less harsh. I would avoid soaps and cleansers that have SLS as the first surfactant ingredient.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is soap-free cleansers are definitely milder and help keep skin healthier and more moisturized. The other thing that's really important is pH. Mm-hmm. So cleansers are thought to have the most impact on skin when it comes to pH balance.
Right. And on a scale of 1 to 14, this is getting a little scientific, but a neutral pH is 7, 1 being highly acidic, 14 being highly alkaline. And just FYI, I just learned this, the skin's normal pH is between a 4 and a 5. So just a little acidic, right?
So when you're searching for a cleanser, mm-hmm. the sweet spot is said to be between 4.5 and 5.5. So it should be similar to your skin's natural pH. That way it doesn't throw it out of whack.
Back in the day when people used soap like Ivory, that has a pH of 10. It's going to disrupt your skin's all important barrier function. It can leave you more susceptible to irritation, to reactions and that kind of thing. So you just want to keep it in that sweet spot if you can. And I find it's really interesting that this pH topic is just blowing up right mm-hmm. now in the beauty world.
Yeah, you were saying that there's like an SEO.
Yeah, there's a COSRX low pH gel cleanser and a lot of people love it. It has a cult following. And I couldn't help but wonder if like they developed that because a lot of people are searching for low pH cleansers.
Yeah, it's quite likely. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a whole crack team of like, you know, info geeks who are just looking at what are people Googling yeah. here, make this product. I mean, actually, no, they are. I've yeah. like talked to them at my workshare space. But, so just a few other ingredients to avoid if you are looking to have your skin not get completely dried out mm-hmm. after you wash. A big one is alcohol. Yeah. And so that's typically used in skincare to make thick textures more weightless. Mm-hmm. It also helps with penetration of ingredients. Mm-hmm. It's also a preservative. Mm-hmm. But if you think back to those old school estrogens mm-hmm. that they really even smelled of mm-hmm. alcohol and they really stripped the natural lipids from your skin.
Yeah.
Like that's not good for anybody regardless of your skin type.
Yeah. I think if you get that really squeaky clean feeling, often there are these kind of bad alcohols in
yeah,
there.
So it's not considered a good thing.
Yeah. So to classify those, the bad alcohols, if you looked on your list of ingredients, that can be ethanol, methanol, isopropyl alcohol, SD alcohol 40, ethyl alcohol plus benzyl alcohol.
And those are different than good alcohols, mm-hmm. though. So that can be confusing, mm-hmm. I think. Good alcohols are rich in fatty acids and they actually protect the skin. So if you see cetyl alcohol, mm-hmm. stearyl alcohol, cetearyl alcohol, like they have the word alcohol in them. Mm-hmm. So that would make me think that's bad. Mm-hmm. But these are actually good things to have on a label because they support your skin barrier.
Yeah, they're moisturizing. And then we can talk about cleansing and we're going to get to our routines in a minute. But I think we do need to touch on cleansing wipes.
Well, true confession. Mm-hmm. I know, you know, we had our zero waste episode and we have said, like, generally we're not fans of cleansing wipes. Right. And I still stand by that. But I mean, real life is real life. Mm-hmm. So I will admit right now, I do use them on long haul flights. Mm-hmm. Especially if I'm traveling overnight and I just feel so gungy after being on the plane, I get those out and I clean my face before I get off the plane.
Right.
I also pull a Naomi Campbell and I'll use them to wash my tray.
Right.
All that stuff. Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, typically they do have alcohol in them, so may not be great for the skin, but it does work on the plane furniture.
Yeah. It's great. That great quote that Carolyn Hirons has is that wipes are for flights, fannies, and festivals. But really, I don't even think they clean your skin that well. I think they just move everything around. And I guess they're better than nothing, but I do find them problematic.
I think they're better than nothing. Mm-hmm. But let's be honest, they're not great for the environment, mm-hmm. for sure. If you do have to use them, go biodegradable.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting topic. We should just touch on that for a second. We did look into biodegradable wipes because the question we had after our zero waste episode, which we did back earlier this year, was when you have a biodegradable wipe that should break down in the landfill, what happens when you're wiping off your waterproof mascara onto it and other like long wear makeup products that probably,
it's not organic ingredients
exactly.
that are in it.
Exactly. So what happens then?
Yeah. So I would say to that you're not going to want to take that biodegradable wipe and put it in your compost in your backyard and then try to plant tomatoes over top of it. But let's face it, if you're washing your face in a sink, that's going into the waterways anyway.
Yeah,
so
it's complicated.
The biodegradable, I think, is still better just for the reason that it's not sitting in a landfill forever.
You like the Kaya Natural ones, right?
Yeah, I do like the Kaya Naturals. I have noticed that Almay came out with biodegradable ones, which is nice because I mean, I like the indie darlings like Kaya Naturals, but if you can hit the masses and just have more people moving into this direction, I think that's good too.
Absolutely.
Hey guys, jumping in for a quick break to tell you about one of our show partners that you're going to love. You know, we're all about game-changing products here at Breaking Beauty, and that's how I felt when I first discovered Native deodorant. It's an aluminum-free deodorant that contains antimicrobial coconut oil. It also has moisturizing ingredients like shea butter and tapioca starch to help absorb wetness. The biggest win for me, though, is that it just works. Like, do I smell today, Jill?
No, you're all in the clear.
No, I don't. No pit marks either. And it comes in a handy stick format. So you just swipe it on. There's no crumbling. There's no mess. Like, it's just easy.
Plus, it's formulated without parabens. There's no talc and they do not test on animals. I know you and I have talked before, Carlene, about our favorite scent, which is the coconut and vanilla. That's their number one bestseller. I loved it so much that on my most recent trip to Target, I bought the matching body wash.
Wow. I do like that it's just subtle. Mm-hmm. It doesn't hit you over the head. It's actually quite tasteful for a deodorant brand.
Totally. But if you want to have fun with your scent, they even have these seasonal ones. Like right now, they have a pumpkin spice latte scent.
Wow. Yummy. But for scent-sensitive people, like I can be at times, they offer an unscented version and baking soda free.
There is no risk to try because Native offers free returns and exchanges in the USA.
Breaking Beauty listeners can try Native deodorant for yourselves with a discount code. For 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com/beauty and use promo code beauty during checkout.
That's nativedeodorant.com/beauty for 20% off your first purchase. Use promo code beauty during checkout.
We'll link to all of that in our show notes. And now back to today's episode. So we are going to talk about the damn good products that we use to cleanse our face and keep them nice and bright and, and fresh. But before we do that, we're going to get to a listener question from Erin in our Facebook chat room.
Mm-hmm. So Erin wants to know, is there any point in getting a cleanser with buzzy active ingredients, or is it best to just pick a solid cleanser whose main MO is to just clean and save those heavy hitting ingredients like acids, antioxidants, and whatnot for a product that doesn't get washed off?
Erin, I think your gut is probably right. That's my sense. Mm-hmm. Personally, I think that cleansers that boast antioxidants like vitamin C or E, I'm not really sure that they're doing anything because they are getting washed off so quickly.
Totally.
So I would invest in those ingredients in a good quality serum or a moisturizer. However, I do think that if they're exfoliating ingredients like salicylic acid, glycolic acid, or fruit enzymes, I think that those do exfoliate your skin and they, I do think that there's, they some serve benefit. A purpose.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But for like bakuchi oil or, you know, like you said, an antioxidant, I don't really think you need that in your cleanser.
Yeah. So hopefully that helps and keep the questions coming. We love hearing from you.
So now it's time to get into our damn good products that we use at home to get our faces looking snatched, clean and bright. And this segment is brought to you in part by Foreo.
Yeah, we definitely wanted to include a cleansing tool in our roundup. And in this category, I think we both really feel like Foreo has just risen to the top. Mm-hmm. So we're happy to share our experiences on why we love it.
Yeah, and we got a lot of questions about skincare cleansing tools in our Facebook chat room. So this is great that it worked out and we can address some of those. First of all, let's really explain what we're talking about. The one that we tested from Foreo, which is their newest one, the Foreo Luna 3. It's around $199, $259 Canadian. So if people aren't familiar with Foreo and what these look like, these cleansing devices, let's explain it to them.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, they're in gorgeous pastel colors. Mm-hmm. There's like pink and lavender.
Instagram worthy for sure.
It's round. It's about the size of your hand and they are silicone. And what it does is it pulsates and it helps you to clean your face.
Yeah. In a non-aggressive way. So
exactly.
So this is actually a smart device, the Foreo Luna 3, and you pair it with an app via Bluetooth and it lets you customize your cleanse. So it's basically letting you customize these pulsations and the length of time, which I think will help with that 60 seconds that I was talking about.
Yeah, exactly. So one whole side of it has these little soft bristles. They have one that's for sensitive, one's for normal, and one's for oily combination skin.
That's
and
right.
just depending on your skin type, that's kind of based on how the diameter of the actual bristles themselves
that's
and
right.
how many they are and how far apart they are as
exactly.
well. And so for me, I use the sensitive skin one. So it, what I like is just they are so soft, so I don't have to worry about any kind of abrasion that's happening. Mm-hmm. I also like, because I am lazy slash busy, that I can just clean it very easily. Like it doesn't have long nylon bristles that I have to worry about bacteria that's getting caught inside. These are actually antibacterial as well, but it's just so easy to clean. And like, I have no issue. Like I used it on my daughter because my daughter's obsessed. She saw it right away. She's like, what is that?
Yeah.
Like it just looks like a toy. And I was excited because I'm just starting to get her into skincare.
Yeah.
And the fact that she was excited, it doesn't feel like a chore.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
I think the other thing that I love about it too, and anyone who's used skincare tools in the past, it can be frustrating because you're like, oh, I want to use it, but it's dead, or I need a new brush head on it. This one, you one charge literally lasts 7 months.
That's crazy.
And you don't have to ever replace a brush head. So it's good to go. It's waterproof too. It's in your bath. It's in your shower. Good to go. And I think that really helps with compliance as well, because I think a part of cleansing and doing it well and thoroughly is just that compliance of doing the same sort of regimen day in and day out. And that's when you're going to see the results.
So the whole purpose of it is that you're going to be getting a deeper cleanse.
Yeah.
Because it is pulsating, it's manually helping to remove the dirt. Mm-hmm. And it also allows the skincare that you use afterwards to penetrate better.
Yeah.
So that's another huge advantage as well. I also find it relaxing because I use it, like I used it last night when I got home from boot camp. So I always have a ritual where I take a bath after because I want, like, I've got to get all that sweat off, but I also need to relax because otherwise I'm not going to be able to sleep. Like my adrenaline's just pumping through the roof. But I really like to use it after all that sweat because I need a deeper clean or I'm going to break out.
Yeah.
And I even use it, like I use it on my face, but I've even used it on my back because I do have back knee.
I think people who do have back knee would appreciate this one because it has like a bit of a larger surface area than traditional cleansing tools do. So I think you can you know, cover a larger surface area in a quicker amount of time, essentially. Yeah.
So maybe you can explain the app part. Yeah. I was fiddling with it. I've used it with the app and without. Like, yeah. I liked that. I synced it through Bluetooth mm-hmm. to my phone mm-hmm. and like, it kind of automatically set, it had a suggested setting for yes. me. So I do 60 seconds on the number 8.
Yeah.
And I do like that it kind of tells you when it's time to move to a different section right. of your face because it just pauses.
For a split second.
So that was really easy. Mm-hmm. But I know you've gotten further into like the massage yeah. settings
yes.
and there's all these different things you can do.
Yeah. So it's great for after a workout, like you were saying, because it does give you that deep cleanse. But there's 16 pulsations settings. Mm-hmm. And you can customize the time as well. So when you get it at home, I have mine on like setting 10 because I like a bit of that deeper cleanse.
Yeah.
And I have it for 60 seconds, but you can do it for longer. So I think the other amazing feature about this is you kind of feel like you're getting 2-for-1 with the Freya Luna 3 because on the flip side, there's the cleansing side with all these silicone bristles that are doing the cleansing job. But on the flip side, there's these grooves. There's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 grooves on the back. And this allows you to do facial massage.
Yeah.
So they even have within the app eye massaging technique. So you can put it on for 2 minutes and it honestly feels amazing. Like it helped to get rid of puffiness, I noticed. And it has a very specific set of gestures and movements and it coaches you through all of those. So if you're like, I really want to get into facial massage or lymphatic drainage, but I don't really know what to do.
Yeah.
The app really coaches you through all of those steps. And it has one for the eye area, one for the jaw area. I use it when I have like a really nice serum on or a really good moisturizer. So there's a bit of slip
yeah.
on the skin. And then you're just able to massage around.
Yeah,
that.
That's nice because I know, again, we talked about this before, but like when you have a facial, it's mm-hmm. so nice to get that massage, but how long do the results really last?
Totally.
So this is something where you can do kind of like an at-home massage. And because it is pulsating,
yeah.
it's actually, you know, it's more than just even using your hands. Like you are getting that circulation going. So you're going to get that kind of bright glow.
Right. And I do like that it has that coaching element because a lot of people are like, I want to get into that, but they're like, have I been using it long enough? Am I doing it in the right way? So
yeah,
I think it's really smart.
Yeah. And I, again, like you talked about the fact that you charge it once and it's good for 7 months. Mm-hmm. So it is something that I know you travel and you do the yep. media tour mm-hmm. like once a month. So you can throw it in your bag, throw it in your gym bag, whatever.
Yes.
Okay. So you like to use it with a moisturizer or a serum mm-hmm. to do that massage. Mm-hmm. What kind of cleanser were you using though when you were doing the cleansing side
right.
of it?
When I use the Freya Luna 3, I typically do this as part of, because I'm a big double cleanse fan, I would do this as my second step. So I'd use my oil cleanser, get all my makeup off, mm-hmm. and then I would use the Freya Luna 3 when I'm using my traditional cleansing gel or my cleansing milk, whatever you guys yeah. may have.
So you can use it with any type of cleanser?
Yeah, pretty much. I would say stay away from using it with a clay cleanser because those
right.
can just kind of get in between the bristles and whatnot and get a little bit hard. I wanted to share one tip with you though. And that tip has to do with frequency of use. I think in the past, Carlene, when people were interested in skincare cleansing tools, they might have been intimidated to use them every single day, worried that they were kind of overdoing it or over exfoliating the skin. And I think that is the genius of the Freya Luna 3. Because those bristles are made from silicone and they're really soft, they also bend and flex whenever you're gliding it over the skin. So you're never pulling or tugging. It's a really natural movement. And so you can feel very safe that you're using this morning and night and you're never going to overdo it on your skin. You can also, like we said, put it in your gym bag, use it after a workout. So I think that is a really key point as well. I had talked about the Freya Luna 3 when I was on a media junket or when I was doing some television segments across Canada and people were like so excited to touch it and feel it because mm-hmm. it is immediately you have to pick it up because
yeah.
it's such a fun shape, fits ergonomically in the palm of your hand. And
it looks kind of like a toy.
Literally when people were touching it in my mind, this is what I'm thinking, oh my God, how am I going to clean this? Because every person from coast to coast has touched this.
That's hilarious.
But I do appreciate that the bristles are, you know, antibacterial. But then I just used an alcohol wipe just to make extra sure when I got it at home and I was actually going to put it on my face again.
Yeah.
I used an alcohol wipe to just like wipe them down and I felt like it was all good again.
That's a great idea. Let's pause to hear about a new skincare line shaking up the game, AO Skincare.
So AO Skincare, it's a brand out of New Zealand, and they're a clean beauty company. So to clarify, clean to them means free from parabens, sulfates, mineral oils, and fragrance. Carlene, I just noticed they're now available at Credo, which is a clean beauty retailer.
Cool. What's intriguing to me is that the founder of AO Skincare, dermatologist Dr. Mark Gray, doesn't believe in moisturizers.
I'm clutching my pearls right now. What?
Instead, AO is all about low-mo or low-moisture serums that contain active ingredients like New Zealand red algae, a powerful antioxidant, combined with vitamins and peptides to encourage your own skin cells to produce and retain more of its own natural moisture.
Okay, so it's kind of like repairing that barrier from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
I know they have a bunch of different serums, so which one are you into?
I like the AO Peak Strength AM Serum Shot. It's a daytime facial serum that's formulated with vitamin C. We know that's great for brightening, green tea leaf, and grape seed extracts. I found even though it has that vitamin C, which can be quite active, I like that it also includes niacinamide to help soothe and calm my skin.
That's awesome. So you don't put, that's it. You just have your serum, walk out the door?
Well, almost. Mm-hmm. I do put on SPF. As you know, I'm a lifelong SPF fan. And so I follow it up with a zinc-based sunscreen called 6000X Elemental Screen SPF 30. Bit of a mouthful.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to find an all-natural daily SPF that doesn't look white or chalky under makeup. So this one really blends well, looks sheer.
That's hard to find with zinc.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
So Breaking Beauty listeners can try AO Skincare for themselves. So to get 20% off, use the promo code BREAKINGBEAUTY20 at aoskincare.com.
That's AOSKINCARE.com for 20% off using our exclusive promo code, which we will list on our blog and in our show notes.
Now back to today's episode.
Well, I'd love to get into more of your cleansing routine.
Yes.
So, because I know we both have different approaches, like you double cleanse, mm-hmm. I have my own methods. So
welcome to my bathroom, everyone.
Let's do this. Let's give us the full rundown.
We should do this as like an in the bathroom with next mm-hmm, time when mm-hmm. we're going this deep on a topic.
So what do you do every day? Like, mm-hmm. what do you do every night? Let's start with a night routine, because I know you kind of, you're more of a believer
yes.
in like doing a thorough night routine
right.
and then a lighter in the morning. So
absolutely.
Walk us through the nighttime
okay.
routine.
Okay, well, I always use an eye makeup remover. And I think that this is such an important step. If you have sensitive eyes or if you just have, you just don't want to be pulling and tugging on your mm-hmm. eyes. And frankly, a lot of cleansers say right on them, do not use around the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas makeup removers are tested and often ophthalmologists tested to be used on the eye
right,
area.
Right.
So my favorites, I always reach for a bi-phase makeup remover. There's two layers to it.
Mm-hmm.
And one is an oily layer and one is a water-based layer. And before you use it, you always have to shake it
right.
to blend the two together, like a salad dressing.
Yeah.
And so you pour that on a cotton pad and then you hold it on your eye for, I do it for like 10 seconds and then I wipe it down
mm-hmm.
and away. I don't rub side to side. And
yeah.
that's a trick that actually a makeup artist taught me
mm-hmm.
to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it just by holding it there for a split second, it's allowing the makeup remover to do its
job. Yeah.
And then I wipe down and any extra I kind of get under the eye. I use a reusable cotton pad that I have a whole bunch of them and I just like wash them and I reuse them.
Good on you, girl.
I'm really trying.
So which one do you use? Like I know mm-hmm. there's the classic iconic Lancome B Facial double action eye makeup remover.
Right.
Is that your go-to or?
Yeah, that one's a little pricey for me because it's like
okay.
$39 Canadian and $30 US or something like
mm-hmm.
that. I love that one. It
yeah.
really does the job. But I have a good dupe for that one and it's the L'Oreal Paris Gentle Eyes and Lips Makeup Remover
mm-hmm.
for waterproof mascara. That's around $9 in Canada. I don't know if they have it at like CVS or Target, but
mm-hmm.
it really is almost identical in terms of formulation to
yeah.
the Lancome one.
So Jill, we always have our little talking points and Jill copy and pasted them both and they are so similar.
Yeah.
There's only like a few ingredients that are different at the
yeah.
end.
Yeah. As we've explained before on the show, L'Oreal, the parent company owns Lancome and they own L'Oreal
mm-hmm.
Paris. So if they have a best-selling product from Lancome, they're probably going to inform
yeah.
their baby sister products with
yeah.
with the same type of formulations as well.
Yeah.
So I really find that those get the job done. However, I know a lot of people find it can make your eyes sting or it can be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. One that I did find that's really gentle is the Cetaphil Gentle Makeup Remover. It's also bi-phase, mm-hmm. but it has aloe in it. So right. I find it's a lot more soothing and it may not get the job done as quick as the other two, but it is a good one to recommend. That's around $10 at the drugstore.
Okay, amazing. Mm-hmm. Now tell us about the double cleanse. So what's next? You get in there with an oil.
Yeah, well, we all know the double cleanse. Really, the purpose of the double cleanse is using an oil-based cleanser first to break down sunscreen, makeup, all of that. And then you're going to go in with your second water-based or gel cleanser. Mm-hmm. So the one that I always reach for, I have been reaching for recently, is the Biossance Squalane and Antioxidant Cleansing Oil.
Mm-hmm. I know this one.
This one's almost empty. It's around $40 Canadian, $30 US. What mm-hmm. I do is I put up a couple of pumps of this in my hand. That's my favorite thing about this one is that it has a pump.
Okay.
So it's less messy. A couple of pumps in my hand, massage it onto dry skin for that full 60 seconds. And then I add water on my hands and I massage away all of the dirt, the grime, the sunscreen. And I do like to wear one of those headbands while I am washing my face.
Okay.
So I use the headband because I did read on a Reddit thread that one of the most common places for breakouts is around the temple and hairline because people don't cleanse up there because they're like, I don't want to get my hair wet.
Oh,
so if you use the cleansing like headbands, then you're going to make sure that you get all the way around. And you think about when you go to a facialist, that's the first thing they do.
Well, they don't want to get your hair mucky or they'll get in trouble.
I know, but they're getting those like, you know, spots where you can break out. And I actually do break out there on occasion. So that's my little hack. Yeah. And
I have tried that cleansing oil. And what I like about it is that it doesn't leave any residue on your face.
Exactly.
I do remember that.
Yeah. So it gets rid of absolutely everything. And as we know, sunscreens, they are formulated to basically stick to your skin. Mm-hmm. So I find that the oil is absolutely necessary for me to get that off, get everything off. And then...
So the oil basically is what it breaks down all the makeup and all the heavy waxes and thick creams and all that, right?
Long wear foundation. If you think about it, like back in Hollywood, they would literally use like grease.
Yeah. Yeah.
To take everything off.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the modern day idea of that.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, I don't have cameras following me around, but I still like the feel of it. Have you ever tried like the Shiumara oil?
I did try it like ages ago, mm-hmm. but yeah, I've definitely used the Shiumara.
Yeah. That one's great too, but I do find because it has mineral oil in it, I'm a little bit concerned that it will clog my pores.
Right.
So I found another dupe for that, which was the DHC cleansing oils, Japanese as well.
Oh. Okay. Well, and, I love Japanese skincare. Gotta try
and
it.
That one, there's like one is sold every 10 seconds around the world. So that one gets absolutely everything off as well. And it's around $26 Canadian, $26 or $28. Mm-hmm. I do prefer to recommend the Biossance one though, because it's a little bit easier to find. But all of that being said, I definitely love that ritual of the cleansing oil.
What do you use after?
Mm-hmm. So once I get all the makeup off, I want to make sure that I'm fully cleansing my skin. There's no residue left or anything like that. And I use forever and ever, the holy grail of mine is the Dermalogica Special Cleansing Gel. Mm-hmm. It's around 55. A little goes a long, long way. Mm-hmm. And it is pH balance between 4.5 and 5.5. So that's on par with our skin's pH, I really appreciate. I just love it. I find my skin feels really clean afterwards, but it's not stripped. And it's just the two of those together. I love how they feel. In the wintertime, I will switch up maybe to like a cleansing milk. Mm-hmm. I love the one from Ren. It's the Evercom Gentle Cleansing Milk. If I'm feeling really red or mm-hmm. extra dry, I will use that one. And that's SLS free. So it is a really good, safe
bet. So it just has more emollients and more moisturizers in it.
Yeah. Some people, you know, if you don't like something that doesn't foam, you may not like that.
Yeah.
It's quite a departure from the cleansing gel, but sometimes I feel like in the winter, you just need it, right?
Yeah. So then what do you use in the morning? Because I know you just do a light cleansing.
Yeah, I'm very thorough at night, but in the morning, if I'm not showering, I will just use a micellar water, like the Garnier mm-hmm. micellar water. I think it's $10. It's just as good as effective as the Bioderma. It's a good dupe for that. I love mm-hmm. Bioderma, but this is a really good dupe and I go through a lot of it. So I just pour that on a reusable cotton pad, do it all over my face, and then just like wait a few minutes, moisturize, do that whole thing.
Yeah, cool.
So, yeah, so let me hear about your routine.
Well,
I have a feeling I know what it's going to be like.
So I have a different approach from you. My hashtag is lazy/busy.
Right.
So I am looking for like a one-shot drop cleanser. Like mm-hmm. I don't really feel like I have the time to do eye makeup remover and a double cleanse and all that. Like I get what you're saying, and yeah. I think that's a great routine for sure. Mm-hmm. So that's why I actually like to shop for mascaras that come off quite easily right. because I can't be bothered with the eye makeup mm-hmm. remover. I like a foaming cleanser mm-hmm. and I'm, you know, guilty as charged because I know they potentially could be stripping.
Yeah.
So what I look for in a great cleanser is one that does feel moisturizing.
Yes.
So right now I'm using, you know, I like a spendy spend. So I use the Valmont Purity Bubble Falls Foaming Cleanser. It's $70 US and $90 Canadian.
Straight from the glaciers in Switzerland.
So it's like that or a pair of jeans you're going to wear thousands yeah. of times. But so it is sulfate free. They say that that helps to avoid altering the skin's delicate balance. So mm-hmm. it's not removing that natural moisture film.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what does give it that super lather because mm-hmm. it bubbles up. Girl, yeah. this is like Bubble City. But
I find it really funny that Valmont has a product called Bubble Falls.
I know. It's true. It sounds like a Hello Kitty face wash.
Exactly.
I recycled the box that it came in. So I can't tell you what the ingredients are mm-hmm. or what's making it foam up like that. But it's super moisturizing. Mm-hmm. It's like that Sicily moisturizing foaming cleansing wash you talked about.
I had the cream foam makeup remover.
Yeah.
Which I love too.
Exactly.
So $150.
It feels creamy mm-hmm. even though it's bubbly and yes. it definitely leaves my skin feeling moisturized. So
right.
I can definitely tell you that's a good one, but mm-hmm. a more affordable option mm-hmm. is the Caudalie Instant Foaming Cleanser. Mm-hmm. It's $28 US, $34 Canadian. This is a soap-free foaming cleanser. It's sulfate-free, dermatologist-tested, hypoallergenic. That one
ticks
has
all the boxes.
It does, but that one has the ingredient, I'm going to say this wrong, cocamidopropyl betaine, mm-hmm. which has a short form name, cocobetaine. Mm-hmm. And I know that you were telling me was high up on an allergen list back in 2014. It was like allergen of the year.
It's like quote unquote a natural foaming agent.
Yeah.
However, it can be a trigger for sensitive skin types and you could have an allergic reaction like a lot of quote unquote natural products.
Exactly.
That's one of the things. So,
exactly. And I mean, again, everybody's different.
Yeah.
So this product does have fragrance in it, mm-hmm. but they're not synthetic fragrances.
I see.
Like I don't do well when there are sort of perfumed skincare. It doesn't work well with my skin, but mm-hmm. if it's essential oils, it doesn't bother me.
Right.
Definitely can't say that for everyone. So this one's also pH balanced though. It's 5.8. So mm-hmm. I just find it doesn't dry my skin after. And that's what I'm looking for.
So just one-stop shop at night. That's what you're
yeah.
up to.
Okay. Yeah. I need it. I just feel like if it doesn't have that foam, it's mm-hmm. not really getting it clean.
Getting the day off. Right on.
However, midwinter when I get a bit drier, mm-hmm. I will go to a cream cleanser mm-hmm. sometimes. And one of the ones that I like, it's called Pie Camellia and Rose Gentle Hydrating Cleanser. I have like the mega size here. It's 200 mils. It's $70 US and 80 in Canada. Mm-hmm. And what I think is really cool about this line, it's all organic ingredients out of the UK. The entire line is for sensitive skin. Mm-hmm. So the founder herself has sensitive skin. She wasn't having any luck with hypoallergenic products at the drugstore.
Right.
So she decided to come out with her own line mm-hmm. of organic products. Mm-hmm. What fascinates me is like how she can say that this is good even for eczema prone skin when
and
it does
skin.
Have like lavender oil mm-hmm. and stuff. So I'm just fascinated to see how she's kind of like navigated this
right.
world of botanicals. Mm-hmm. Allergens, eczema, et cetera.
Which, you know, like we've talked about, most dermatologists are just like, stay away from all of those things.
So I'm curious to mm-hmm. hear her story. Mm-hmm. But this particular one is a cream-based cleanser. So I will use it with, it comes with a muslin cloth.
Mm-hmm. So what is the purpose of that? If people haven't used one before, what do you do?
Yeah. So it doesn't lather. So you're relying on the oils and the cream mm-hmm. to lift away the makeup and dirt, kind of like an oil-based cleanser.
So you put this on wet skin?
Well, you're probably supposed to use it on dry skin.
Okay.
I do use it on wet skin, but that's going to dilute the product.
Okay.
So you're probably better off putting it on dry skin. That's mm-hmm. just a habit I haven't gotten into.
Right.
And then I find if you don't use a muslin cloth, you're just going to be moving it around a lot because there are so many oils and kind of like a waxy film on it that you're not going to get that off unless you use the cloth.
So you work it into your skin with your hands, do the whole thing, 60 seconds or whatever. Then you wet the cloth and you take it
and
off.
You go over it again and you just keep going over it until it feels like it's clean.
Okay.
So it has a couple of oils in it that are going to work to, again, lift away that dirt. And then they say that the camellia oil that's in it is what's left on and is going to act as a kind of barrier to keep the moisture inside your skin. So it's not doing the moisturizing. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of creating a film.
That barrier
to keep the moisture inside the skin, which is good, especially in the winter.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think there's one that you and I both love. It's an indulgence. It was the star of our very first episode, which was all about Amorevita, and the product is the Amorevita Thermal Cleansing Balm.
Yeah. So even though I'm lazy slash busy, I do treat myself once in a while for sure. I love a bath moment.
Yeah.
And so on those days, I do love this thermal cleansing balm, and it is a treat. Mm-hmm. It's $110, $145 Canadian. So it's a bit of a splurge, but it's such
total cult product. Yeah. If you guys want to hear the whole story, you got to go back to episode one.
Yeah. So it's all about the Hungarian Moor mud. Mm-hmm. And Margaret will tell you, if you listen to the episode, that it's rich in calcium, magnesium, and zinc. And like the Roman soldiers used to go into the Moor mud to heal their wounds.
Yeah.
But I just find it's so luxurious. It's black.
Mm-hmm. Jet black.
It's jet black, but it's like this beautiful.
Don't use your white towels, everyone.
It's this beautiful texture. Mm-hmm. It has sweet almond oil. It has a beautiful orange blossom scent. It is kind of, again, like an oil, a balm. So you do need to use the cloth. It comes with a really cute little terry cloth that fits over two fingers. Mm-hmm. And it does work really well to get rid of makeup.
Yeah.
But I just find my skin definitely feels like moist afterwards. I do find there's a little bit of film left behind. But again, I think it's working to keep that moisture in the skin. Right.
I feel like balms are just having a moment right now. There's the Elemis Pro Collagen Balm that everyone loves, the Drunk Elephant Sly, S-L-A-A-I Balm that you
Slay. Play on the word slay.
That makes sense.
I really like that one too, actually.
Yeah. And I just feel like they're having a moment, and it is because it's just about like slowing down that whole cleansing process. You're getting everything off, but you're not stripping the skin, and they're solids.
Yeah.
Right. So they're good for travel and all of that.
Yeah. And sort of melts your makeup, if you will. So I don't do that every day, but I do love that product as well. Mm-hmm. Now there's one method of cleansing that we have not talked about today. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of an outlier, Jill.
Yes, it is. But we're going to tease this topic because we're going to be covering it very soon. And that is makeup cleansing cloths.
That's right.
And not disposable ones.
No, not. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about wipes. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a makeup removing cloth that requires no cleanser, is rewashable.
Yes.
Takes off all your makeup.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Can you guys guess?
It's called the Makeup Eraser, and we will be interviewing the founder very soon for an upcoming episode. So if you have any questions about these types of makeup cleansing cloths, don't hesitate to drop us a line in our Facebook chat room.
Yes, just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room. And we also have the voicemail number. Feel free to ring us on there. And that is 844-227-0302. And I know that we covered a ton of information today. You guys are probably driving and you're like, wait, bomb, what? So just hang tight. We wrote everything down for you, as always, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com. So you can check it out there, and we'll have links to everything that we talked about today.
That's it for this week's episode. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit breakingbeautypodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time. You like that cherry bomb. You like that cherry bomb.